Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! What is up? What is up? What is up? It's Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. Sam Crowley. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. Hey, how you making people feel, man? Notice I didn't say, how you feeling? How you doing? You know, how are you making people feel? One of the secrets, I'll say the secret to a great life. But I think one of the secrets to a good day, would you agree with this statement? If you can just have a good morning, I'm not saying your day is going to start out great. Maybe you got stuck in traffic. It's raining outside. Just ironic this morning. Yesterday was Veterans Day, so there's no school. Today, kids are back at school, so my wife and I have a cup of coffee. We actually have a cup of coffee every morning between 5:30 and 6. If you want to stay married, happily married, I'm not the guy to talk to for marriage advice. My wife is a saint for putting up with me for the past 22 years. But I will tell you this, find common stuff to talk about, you know, because if you find yourself not being able to communicate with your spouse, that's going to lead to a long, just miserable time. You got to find things in common. So my wife and I get up early together before all the craziness hits and the kids get up. And we have conversations about anything, man. Could be local politics, could be holiday stuff, could be friends that we know. Just talk, you know. We just talk, and it's pretty cool. I think my wife would tell you, and I definitely think it's the best time of our day. Like, it's the best part of my day is being able to talk to her without dad, mom, going on at 24/7. And I think it gives us both opportunity to listen to each other. And look, I'm not a marriage counselor, man. I have never given advice on marriage because I'm probably one of the worst husbands out there. I'm just crazy. I'm all over the place. Think about this podcast, all right? It's like a bubble on a skillet. I'm all over the place, shouting, giving advice, screaming. It's the way I am at home, you know, all over the place. So my wife's a saint, but I will give you this. To have a good relationship, you want to get a good start to your day. If you currently have a significant other that you wake up next to, have conversations in the morning. Get your day started in the right way, you know, and find a common ground that you both enjoy, something that you both, whether it's talking about sports or politics or business or this podcast. Maybe you're talking about Sam Crowley's podcast. Wouldn't that be funny? Anywho, back at it. How are you making people feel? Would you agree that if you had a good morning, the likelihood of the day being good, almost great, would be higher or lower? I'd say higher, right? So if you can start your day in a good way, that might involve getting to the gym. Maybe it's going for a brisk walk in the morning. Maybe it's playing with your dogs outside, throwing a tennis ball. Maybe it's playing with your kids. Maybe it's not spending any time with anybody. Maybe it's just sitting alone with some quiet time and saying, man, I'm really freaking grateful. Life isn't perfect. Been dealt some bad hands, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Remember, in place of expectations, gratitude. Always replace expectations with gratitude, and you'll have a pretty darn good day. So if you can start your day good and continue to be in a good state of mind, even when traffic, but this was like a way off the reservation, man. The traffic was at a standstill this morning. I-75 that goes from Dayton, Ohio, down through Cincinnati into northern Kentucky was backed up because of an accident. And everybody's complaining. Oh, my God, I'm going to be late for work, 90-minute delay, highway shut down, interstates blocked, all this stuff. Well, think about how you could have been. You could have been in that accident, you know? And I know it's kind of hokey to think that, or some people might think that, but that's the way I look at that stuff. Like, only by the grace of God, thank you, that I was not the one in that accident that was killed or injured badly. I'm just sitting here in traffic, upset that I'm going to be late for an appointment that I have, but I'm not dead. And I think if we just recalibrate a little bit and put the expectation away and put gratitude in its place, you're not dead. You know, you caught an accident. That's okay. Railroad crossing, bus stop, whatever it is, it's got you late. Have a good morning. Because if you can have a good morning, you can have a good afternoon. I think the likelihood and the probability goes way up when you say, oh, I had a good morning. Cool. Now it's noon. Grab a bite to eat, whatever. Maybe go to the gym, whatever that looks like. Kick it back up around 1 o'clock and I'm going to have a good afternoon. Get home. My most challenging time is between the hours of 5 and 7 because it's just, it's kind of that dead time in the day. We eat dinner early around the house. So kind of 5 to 7 is just like, you know, now it's dark. It's November. It's challenging. Put it that way. It's just challenging, right? And once I get to 7, things start to pick back up again, you know, because it just kind of settled down. Everybody's kind of winding down for bed and all that good stuff. But now I want to transition. So if you can have a good day, would you agree you could have 2 good days? If you got 2 good days, you could possibly have 3 or 4. All right, not perfect days. I'm not saying perfect. I'm saying good days. Good days. Now, how you're making other people feel is how you're going to enjoy those days. So another way to have a really good day is to make other people feel good. That's why I do this podcast. I do this podcast selfishly for me because I always feel better after I record this podcast, always. But then I get messages from people and people book their call and I talk to them on the phone and they tell me, man, thank you so much for doing the podcast. And I'm like, really? That's winning the lottery. Is somebody says to me, thank you so much for doing the podcast. Makes me feel so good. And I'm like, man, I do it for me. But thank you. Holy cow. It's amazing. So what are you doing in your business, in your life, in your day-to-day to make other people feel better about where they are? So maybe you're in the health and fitness niche. Talking to a lot of people in that niche lately. Do you make other people feel better by the content that you deliver? Maybe you're in the financial sector. Do you make other people feel better by sharing your knowledge about finances? Maybe you're in the DIY home improvement sector. Do you make people feel better about their ability to improve their home, their business? Maybe they're a landlord or something where they want to fix it themselves. Do you make people feel better about the information that you're sharing with them? You see what I'm doing right now? So whether you have a podcast, a video, you write, something like that, maybe you're a speaker. You know, I'm training a lot of speakers right now. And their main goal is to make people feel better by sharing their message of inspiration, of hope, whatever their intellectual property is, their quote-unquote zone of genius. See, life can be really tricky and life can be real challenging. But would you agree with this statement that a lot of the times we have a lot of self-inflicted wounds? Like we're the ones that make it more challenging than it needs to be. You see what I'm saying? So life's going to be challenging regardless. Why add another layer of difficulty onto that by how you react to situations or how you worry about things? If you make other people feel great by sharing your message through your service, okay? See what I did there? Everybody provides a service or a product, okay? But when you provide that service and the product by sharing your message tied to that, how passionate you are, then it feels really freaking good, man, because they're like, wow, this person's so authentic. They're talking about you. They're like, wow, you're so authentic. And not only do you have great service, you know what even trumps it? And I'm not saying your service isn't great, but you could have average, mediocre service, but have a really great attitude and never want for another client or customer the rest of your life. I can't tell you how many plumbers and electric contractors and carpenters that I've hired who've had amazing attitudes, but they weren't the best. Not even close. Like it took them twice as long to do the job, but I loved having them around and I know they're honest. And I know if I ever had an issue down the road with any of their work, I could call them right back up and they'd come out and fix it. As opposed to the person that shows up, Mr. or Mrs. Know-it-all, and you know, they get it done, but it's like, you don't really feel good. I didn't really feel good having you around. I didn't really feel good doing business with you. You ever had that person? So be the individual who makes other people feel good. Do it. Add that to your life. Add that. If you have a business, add it to that. And watch how things change. Watch how you feel better when you get up in the day because you're making other people feel better. It really is. I don't know what you call it, man. What is it called? The pay it forward, domino effect? I don't know, man. But I'll tell you what, it works. And it works really, really well. And it's why I do what I do. By the way, book your call. I want to talk to you about your dream, and I want to help you monetize that. But what I want you to do is get clear on the message, what you provide, the service or the message that you provide to other people. That's what I want to help you with. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. I'll call you on my phone, and we'll get after it, all right? And we will clarify and get crystal clear on that result that you bring to other people. But getting back to this, make other people feel good. Just make other people feel good. Just they don't have enough of that in their life, man. They're getting taken down by their boss, by their clients. They're getting pushed from the bottom, pushed from the top. Someone like you comes in and makes them feel better about themselves. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right, get after it and have the best day of all.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.